Language. Language, language, language. This is a instant inspiration from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Language is a very wonderful technique or tool for communicating for people within any given area. And if you live in outside that area, good luck. Now, I think that we should have chips, the kind that James Bond uses. James Bond has a chip that he puts in his head or something that allows him to speak any dialect anywhere in the world, wherever he may happen to be. Mm-hmm. And the chip allows James Bond to be understood by anyone, regardless of what language he's speaking. So everyone understands James Bond, and they think that he is speaking their dialect and their language and so forth. Now, you might have thought this was a joke, and it is, but it's a real joke. Star Trek has been very popular, and in Star Trek, they have the translation translators. And so their Star Trek people wear these translators, and then they just hit their chest, and the translator goes on, and they are heard speaking exactly the dialect of the people that they're speaking in whatever strange culture it may be. And the people, whatever language they're speaking, is translated directly to the Star Trek people so that they understand exactly what the strange people in their strange language are speaking. Now you say, oh, yeah, that's the stuff dreams are made of. No, that's the stuff that reality is made of. Because out of that comes just what it is. Now, at the moment, we have what are called translators. And they translate the information. They take what Ellen says and translate it into English so I can understand it. Now, Ellen's translation is not too far off of English. She's pretty close to it. She has a tendency to garble a little bit, just like I have a tendency to garble certain languages. But Ellen, I have within me a built-in translator that immediately translates what she's saying so that I can understand it perfectly. Now, there are other people who are even better. There are people who have studied foreign languages, and they can translate 6, 8, 10, 12 languages beautifully, dialectically, and every other way. We had a translator from the School of Translation in Germany. He was the head of the school, and he came over and he translated some of my lectures for me in the positive attitudes that I was giving when I was speaking in Switzerland. And he brought his wife along. And so the two of them were sitting there just enraptured in what we were talking about and translating it just as fluently as you could want it to be into Switzerdeutsch, which is quite good. So now, stop and think. If the mind can react to language as they had their mind react to language, speaking German and French and Italian and Swiss and many other languages probably, why can't we just snap our fingers, so to speak, and speak these languages? Why can't we just take a pill that says German and instantly speak German? Why don't we do these things? Well, we can. We can, and we do. And they're very wonderful, and they're very powerful. But they're not quite like we would expect them to be. We would expect them to be the entire dialectic dictionary of a language and so forth, but they're not. When you're talking to a person, and I am speaking English, and I'm speaking in the idioms of English speaking, and then Ellen is translating it into German. What is Ellen doing? Is she taking my word-for-word translation and moving it over, or is she taking my thought-by-thought translation and moving the thoughts over into German? Well, she's moving the thoughts. Now, How can she so instantly grasp the thoughts that I am speaking in English, translate them into a German code, and then give them out with feeling and drama like I give them out in English? It takes a little bit of imagination, but she has within her head about 12,000 language codes and language systems that all she has to do is just plug into them. Just say, okay, I am now speaking Switzerland, I am now speaking German, I am now speaking Italian, I am now speaking Russian, I am now speaking Polish, or English. She can go into any one of these things and speak it. And she speaks it dialectically. Now, she does not always feel proud of herself, how dialectically she speaks, but she does a beautiful job. The only reason that she's not proud of herself is that she's not listening as carefully as she should. Ellen can do two things or more. She can listen to what is being said and translate what is being said in the phraseology of the language she's translating it into, not the phraseology that it was spoken in English, because it's quite different. And then what else can she do? What else she can do is she can think it into any other language she wishes to, and always thinking it in the concept. Mm-hmm. And if she thinks it in the concept, it's going to be sounding quite differently. Because if you talk about a river in one language, and then you talk about a river type of thing in another language, when you say the Rhine River, when you say the Nile River, you say the Amazon River, they're three totally different rivers. And they mean three totally different things. Well, as she's translating into these different languages, she's translating in a very beautiful, positive, dynamic way. But she's using the idioms of the Nile and the idioms of the Rhine and the idioms of all the other rivers that she's talking about. It's a very fascinating and a very wonderful thing. Language is like that. Language is not just a dried up, stale thing that we're talking about in only one concept, in only one area. It is a beautiful, alive, dynamic activity, and that's the fun of it. Now, can you and I speak any language on earth? And the answer is yes. Do we want to speak any language on earth? No, because we have been told by our parents that it is not an easy thing to do. We have been told by our families that speaking languages is difficult. We are told that after we get a certain age, our ability to learn the language is not as comfortable as it is in the earlier age. Why is it then that in the earlier age, we don't teach children to speak every language? Is there an every language?
No.
What?
It's only one language.
Is there an every language, a one language for every language? Is there? Yes, there is an every language. Now, what is the language of every language? The language of concepts. The language of concepts, and that is what we're teaching. We're teaching the language of concepts. To put across the ideas, you put across the concept. It doesn't matter how many trees or houses or people are there. It doesn't matter how many birds and bees and animals are there. It only matters what is the concept. Now, she's talking about the concept of barnyard. What does a barnyard consist of? Does a barnyard consist of cows and chickens, goats and sheep? Does a barnyard consist of ducks and geese and little children and older people? What does a barnyard consist of? Well, we have to come to that conclusion. What does a barnyard consist of? And when we come to the conclusion of what it consists of, then we can equate it. Then we can share it. But if you think a barnyard it's just for horses, you know, and that there are no cows, no chickens, no goats, maybe a cat or two, but just horses, then when you talk about the barnyard, you talk about the concept of horses and the barnyard. And so the person who thinks about cows and chickens and pigs and ducks and goats is going to be in a whole different world. We think in concepts. We think in illusions. And as we think in these concepts and these illusions, then we get them in our world. They're very, very important and very, very nice. Language is a fun thing, but language is demanding. It demands that we be on top of the concepts. People can talk, and we think they're talking about one thing, and they're talking about something quite different. We think they're talking about a barnyard, and to us, a barnyard is a barnyard with horses, and they're talking about a barnyard with goats. They're talking about a shearing shed in New Zealand where they shear the sheep. And so, you see, we have to equate to what it is we're equating to. We have to know what it is, and we do. But now, are you ready to take responsibility for that? Are you ready to be a language buff? Are you ready to be totally aware of your languages and enjoy them? Well, if you are, be aware of the concept. Be aware of the concept that's being put across. When I listen to Rosalie in Alban in Switzerland, Rosalie and I communicate perfectly because I hear every concept she's talking about. And I equate that into my own understanding, and I refer back to her with the proper answer to everything she wants. Nobody else told me. Nobody else gave me the concept, but she did. And I gave her my concepts. Communication is not a matter of words. It's not a matter of linguistics, you know, of verbs and adjectives and things like that. It's a matter of concepts. And the sooner we learn to share concepts, the sooner we have a wonderful thing going for us. And it's a lot of fun. Well, you enjoy languages. You've just had the start of it, and there's much, much more to come in your world and in mine. I love you.